What is the Podern family?
This is Gareth from the Open Our Powers podcast.
This is Adam from Everyone Has a Podcast.
This is Matthew McDonough from the Passersby podcast.
This is Nick from the Epic Film Guys podcast.
This is Eric Mocker from the Mockers podcast.
Hey, this is Rick from Ice and the Face.
Hey guys, it's Rad Dad Chad.
Jay Mills.
And Lil Man.
From the Full of Fiber podcast.
Hey, we're Josh and David from the Scotch and Flicks podcast.
Hey y'all, it's Juliette Miranda from the Unwritable Rant podcast.
Hey, this is Bro from the World of Row podcast.
This is Cyanide from the Little Geek Lost podcast.
This is Paul from the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast.
This is Greg from the Sports Stands podcast.
This is Nock from the Geek Ogre podcast.
We are you, podcasters, coming together in a community to help one another grow. So follow us on Twitter at Podern Family and use the hashtag Podern Family in your tweets and retweet other people who do the same. Podern Family, where great podcasts come home.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Hello again, guys. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, and welcome to another episode of the
Brocast.
My name is Thomas, and sitting next to me, as always, is my brother from the same mother and father. Give it up for Alan.
Dun, 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 dun. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's Alan. Welcome back to another fun-filled podcast. How are we all? Tom, how are you?
I'm good, babe. Al. What's it? Don't. Hey. Don't look at me like that.
Don't ever do that again.
What?
Or slap the taste right out of your fucking face. I'll just call you babe.
It's domestic violence here, man.
Oh, easy up.
No, it's domestic violence though, isn't it? Swear at people like that.
Swear at people like that.
Oh my lord, you hear this, guys? Yeah. That's abuse.
Yeah. He's a bitch.
Take your hands off. Smack on the bum. Don't. That's how we do it in my home.
You're in my home. This is my rules. This is royal.
Now take off the friggin' pants.
They'd like to call me Queen Bee.
Guys, welcome to another episode of Australia's favourite podcast. We are talking about the Brocast podcast.
Debatable.
We are just simply two bros down in Melbourne, Australia, who love pro wrestling. And today we are doing a wrestling companion.
Ooh!
But we're doing an old one. This is one that we actually had talked about for some time about doing.
Mm.
And we are going to go back to 1995.
Wow.
September 4th.
Ooh.
And we are going to watch the inaugural WCW Monday Night Nitro.
This was on a poll many, many, many moons ago where you asked, you, the people, did you want to have Raw, SmackDown,
Thunder,
or Nitro?
Mm.
And you guys out there chose SmackDown.
Yeah.
So now we are here for the inaugural first episode of WCW Nitro.
And the reason why we're putting it up, guys, because we actually are just coming up to the anniversary. 14 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Was it 14? Wait, let me think this out. Wait, not 14 years. 5 plus 19. 24 years. Holy shit.
Dun, dun,
24 dun. Years since the first Nitro. There you go, guys. And that's what we're doing. We're going to celebrate the very first show. Three great matches.
I'm a mathematician. I knew math.
Before we actually kick into that, we're going to do The Wonderful World We Live In.
Yep.
And for those of you who don't know what this concept is, you should if you've been following our show for so long. Because Alan and I simply go on the internet, we find weird, wonderful stories that kind of make you laugh and have a giggle.
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to make fun, he does, but we're just trying to have a bit of a laugh about the world that we live in and the types of things that we see coming out in terms of people having their own medical remedies that they have, different outfits such as Power Rangers lingerie that's coming out, different types of beer that you can get from around the world, dolls, cinemas, and all these different things. Who would like to go first?
Well, I'd like to start with my one, if we can, guys. Now, I'm not reading this from a website. I'm going to tell you guys a story, because this story happened to a person I know. And this person, I have informed this person that I'm going to be telling this story on the show. I am not to mention names. I'm not to mention locations, but I might drop a location. Let's just say it happens down here in Australia. But this story is an unbelievable story that I was told probably about 2 months ago during lunch where I am. So let's start. Okay. Let's paint a bit of a picture right here. You're going out. You're at home one night. Nothing much is going on. And you've got your phone blows up. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? This is what you're getting a message from this said person. Not much. What's really going on with you? Not much, really. I'm in Geelong. Geelong is a part of Melbourne down here, guys, where it's quite a bit far away. Especially in this particular person, where this person lives, is in Croydon. So they'll come back to it. What are you doing? Not much. I'm in Geelong, hanging out, having a few drinks, and partying with my boys. Oh, really? Why don't you come over? Oh, yeah, sure, no problems. So, said person, how am I meant to get to Geelong? Well, it's from Geelong to Croydon. Can't drive, half pissed. Pissed means drunk. So, actually going right there, going, might catch an Uber. So, we've been on Ubers ourselves. Mm-hmm. I gave a 5-star rating to a man who nearly killed us.
Alan 5-stars everybody.
I 5-star everyone. Okay, 5-star.
You'll be sweating. Thank you.
Yeah, I nearly fucking died. You ran over several animals on the way here. 10 points.
But thank you for the lift, though.
Thank you for the lift, mate. And Tom goes,
and here's your $200 for the drive.
Thank you very much. And for you, over here, you've been fucking giving him a 5-star, Al. I did.
Yep.
So, said person comes over, takes an Uber all the way down to Croydon. Said person comes into the house, walks in and says, hey, just come right in. Everything's fine. All right. So, this is between a man and a woman. So, some action starts to happen. Bit of unclothing, bit of kissing, bit of touching, bit of intercourse. Right in the middle of intercourse, said person, who's in the story, who's this all about, arrives. When I say arrives...
Yeah.
She climaxes. she does the face. Did the face. Mm-hmm. Does the thing. Okay. You can get off now.
Ah.
Said person going, what? Why? No. I'm happy. Get off.
Oh.
Okay. Mind you, this is, say, 4 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. So it's the Lord's Day.
The milk's nearly here.
Yeah, the milkman will be here soon. Same with the paper. The Sunday paper's quite chunky down here in Australia. Said person says, get off. Said other person gets off. Oh, you can go now.
You can go now.
Put on your clothes and fuck off.
Oh.
Puts on clothes.
Thank you.
Puts on shirt. Can you stop your dog from barking? The dog starts to attack the said person. while the other person is in bed. Number one, is quite satisfied and does not want to move from the bed. So it's still no clothes.
Yeah.
In the bed.
Mm-hmm.
You can go. Can you tell your dog to stop? No. Okay. Gets to the door and goes, what am I meant to do now? Person says, the Maccas will be open in an hour. Closes the door, lock the door.
Oh my God.
That guy, guys, is based on a true story that was told from a friend of mine. That is 100% true grade A Australian beef.
Did you go to the Maccas after?
He got a friend. Yeah. Oh, fuck you. Yeah, that was me. Did you go to Maccas out?
Did you get a hash brown or?
Describe the food, motherfucker. So
it wasn't me.
It wasn't me. No, because I'm not single. I'm very, very happy in the relationship. Oh, but
that's cold blooded.
That's exactly the same word I said to this person. Cold blooded.
That's bad.
But did receive it. There was a main reason why. People are going, oh my God, why was that person such a bitch? There's reasons why to this. Mm. And I'm going to tell you right now. Oh, you're a teacher, are you? You're a teacher's aide, are you?
Mm.
So you work with retards, do you? So you're pretty much a glorified ass wiper, are you? There is no, these kids are not benefiting to the world at whatsoever. Ha ha ha, you work with retards.
Was that a text?
That was a text, and also what this person would say.
Just snap the cock off, just snap it off. Fatality. <That's it. laughs>
So yeah, true story.
Oh, that's disgusting. Oh. That's terrible.
Now, let's talk about the price. So, let's think about it. You got an Uber from, say, on Saturday.
Over $100. Saturday
morning. Let's keep going, brother.
What? Over $100?
Let's keep going.
$200.
Let's keep going.
Fuck off. They're paying $300.
Close.
What?
$250. Yeah.
From Geelong to here.
From Geelong to Croydon. To get told, get into the bed, passionate...
Get out.
I've just climaxed. You don't get to come. Get out. Your dog. No. The Maccas will be open in an hour. Quick.
That's disgusting.
Greatest story I've ever been told.
Terrible. Terrible world we live in, people.
It is the wonderful world we live in.
That's terrible.
Like that story.
I don't like that story. That's sad.
Why?
Just how bad people can be.
But... This is what the person who said this, though, in the message was made to leave.
Mm.
So, hang on, are you confused by
this?
I'm
confused by this.
No. The girl asked the guy to leave. He paid
$200. Oh, he travelled. I thought it was a girl coming.
No. He paid $250.
So but who wrote the text?
He did.
After or earlier?
During.
Oh, my Lord.
This is a build-up. A bit of confusion, sorry. But, yeah, the guy is a cock.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Terrible.
The woman.
So she got karma though on him.
She got karma on him. You're not allowed to come, you leave.
But
your dog is attacking me.
It's biting it.
It's biting my dick. It's still hard.
Oh, get off, mate.
Get off, mate.
Let's go to Macca with the dog. Come on.
It's attached to your dick. It's my dog.
Excuse me. I can't hear you. What's the order? Welcome. So karma came back and got him then.
And bit him on the dick.
Take that, mate.
This is a salute to you, said person. I know you probably won't be listening, but I did say to you that your story will be up on the show.
Will be told.
Will be told. And it's one of the greatest stories ever told.
Good karma then. Good karma. Come back and got
you. And that is my edition of the wonderful world we live in.
Mine just froze here. So you see. I've had a tech issue with mine.
No,
I'm not putting the song in. Okay, here we go.
I might do that later. Fuck off.
Okay, this is from mirror.uk. This is the headline. Men can now buy clear plastic shorts. I just froze, wait. And they're bound to make people blush. Clear plastic beach shorts for men now exist. What's happening? It's all freezing on me. Now exist, and unsurprisingly, they leave little to the imagination. So that's the actual shorts you can buy now, like that.
Okay, yeah. That's where we are, guys. We're looking at clear shorts. This is really...
Planning your next holiday?
No.
And want to make a strong impression?
Not really.
When you hit the beach?
Nope.
Well, fellas, we just have the thing for you if you want something a little different from your usual swimming trunks. Four words, guys. Transparent, waterproof beach shorts.
Okay.
Why does my internet just keep cutting out? Yeah. Yes. They are really something that does exist, and they can be yours for $26.99.
$26 for clear shorts.
Yeah. You got a hand in there, though.
Adjust one.
I don't know why he's doing that. The clear plastic clothing trend has been seen in women's wear for a while, with clear plastic skirts being sold on prettylittlething.com. but now it seems the bizarre craze has entered the world of menswear as well. Made by Maverick Swimwear, the shorts are mostly see-through, but with the neon lime green lining and lime green drawstring. The company's website says, the next generation of transparent beach shorts is here. Berlin waterproof transparent shorts, lime, leave it totally up to you if you want to wear a colourful statement Speedo underneath or just go bare for fun.
Shouldn't do that.
You know, yeah.
No, don't do that, okay? There are children.
The polyester shorts come with neon lighting and makes you pop out in front of the crowds. They also add that the shorts are an exclusive limited edition, so it sounds like you'll have to be quick if you want to get your hands on a pair. Although we're not sure how many people are rushing out to buy them,
zero.
As the resounding opinion on social media seems to be a big fat no. Twitter users have branded them tacky and said that they very much hope the trend does not catch on. One person wrote, why? Just why?
There's no reason.
The fourth person added, the shorts were a recipe for sweaty junk. A fifth person simply replied, God no, so tacky. Others joked that they would only wear them if they lost a bet with their friends. So that story again, the headline is, men can now buy clear plastic shorts and they're bound to make people blush.
All right, when the summertime hits, guys.
Yep.
Guys, you're going to get a pair.
I will definitely.
You will definitely get a pair.
Just wear it casually.
Look at that though.
So,
hang on. He's just wearing like a Brazilian jean.
Yeah. And then the shorts over the top.
So is that for like if you want to get your cheeks?
I have no idea.
Cheeks a bit of you don't want to get tan lines. So.
But there's a trend, guys.
That's not a trend. That's not a trend, Tom.
Oh, wait. Comments, L.
Yeah. Sorry, I forgot.
You want to get some?
I don't see there's a real purpose of wearing it.
Yeah, no, there isn't.
You might as well just walk around with a G-banger on. Was that from to protect you from sharks?
It doesn't say what it's...
Octopus?
It's just more of a look.
Man-o-wars.
It's about making an impact. But you can walk around like that, hey, babe. At the house there, after a swim.
No, not me. Not what? With that shirt. Not you with could, that body. Why? Half my belly's hanging out over my junk, so I don't think so.
Lift it up.
Hey, now. Do you see my new shorts?
Where's the band? It's there.
What band? I ripped it off. Couldn't get them on.
Where's the string? It's gone.
On my head. I'm Rambo.
I'm Rambo.
And there it is, guys.
And there you go, guys. That is the wonderful world we live in. All right, guys, we are back. And before we actually kick into our wrestling companion, I want to give a shout out to the Power Slam Wrestling Network. These guys have been supporting us for quite a long time. And in simply me just name dropping them, they have a new promo. So check these guys out.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
All right, guys, we are back, and it's now time for our wrestling companion.
Whoop, whoop.
We're going to go back, and we're going to watch WCW Monday Nitro from September 4th, 1995, and it's our very first Nitro we've ever done.
We're going to go back second.
Because Alan's done one before.
I have.
So if you have the WWE Network, I want you to go up to the in-ring section, click WCW, go over to Nitro, scroll all the way to 1995, go to the very first show, and we're about to hit play. Hit play now, make sure that it works. Oop, yeah, it's loading. We're just making sure. Yep.
There we go. It's working. Come on, guys, it's working.
Because we're not using Chromecast today. Yep. Here we go, guys. 1, 2, 3, loading up. This is 45 minutes, guys.
Yes.
So the old Monday Night Nitro opening, again, pretty big year for WCW. Hogan, what I think, arrived in 1994.
Yep, signed over.
Had come across. Sting was one of the main big stars there as well. Ric Flair, Vader. You had Harlem Heat doing some big things. The Nasty Boys.
Nasty
again,
boys.
This is the era that I wasn't watching because we didn't see this stuff. No.
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Listen to your announcers. You got Bischoff.
Yes.
Now, has this been covered before by... I think What Happened When may have done this.
I think they might have. I have to go back. Yes. Look at this. This is in a...
Oh, Mongo McMichael there.
Here comes Mongo. What's that from?
I don't know.
Blazing Saddles.
Oh, my Lord.
Forget that shit.
I thought it was like from...
Here comes Mongo.
It sounds like a WCW thing, though, they would say it.
Mongo. Yeah, well, it's also in the Botchamania opening every time you see... you're meant to be looking at us over here. Yeah. Guys, where's the hard camera?
Look.
Oh, wait a minute.
Bobby the Brain is there too. I'm just going to jump on to iTunes just to see if...
iTunes? That was a hard grip.
It was covered before.
Oh, it was a hand buzzer. He hand buzzered him. Look at that thick mustache from that man over there with a striped t-shirt on. So we got Bobby the Brain, Steve Mongo McMichaels, and Eazy-E Bischoff.
It was covered by some director with episode 3.
Fuck.
They covered it on the 13th of February 2017.
But they probably spoke about it and they probably didn't do a live...
No, they talked about the Pasta Mania thing with Hogan. What happened supposedly...
Get the bitches to get to Pasta Mania.
So again, this is very different for its time because this was actually at the Mall of America.
Mall of America.
Yeah, so look at that.
Yeah, it's in a mall. Like our, look, there's people going up, back and forth.
Look at this ring right... That's like a food court.
Yeah.
The ring's right there in the centre.
Getting them bitches to Pasta Mania.
Ooh.
Justin Thunder Liger.
So this is our opening matchup. So you got to know, like, these two that are about to compete had so many wars prior to this time.
Mm.
This probably wasn't one of their best matches, but they had some really good matches earlier over the... in the light heavyweight division, which is what they were calling
Justin Thunder Liger.
WCW.
Or Justin, sorry, not Justin. Justin.
Where the big boys play.
Where the big boys play in the showers together. With their big balls. And big
what
dicks.
The hell?
What's wrong?
Alan.
Broadcast.
Anyone want a towel? Flying Brian.
Flying Brian.
Yeah. I've been watching lots of WCW Saturday Night. Back in like 92, 93 when he was there. The Hollywood Blondes with Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yep. Known then as
he and the Z-Man love to double team women.
Well,
especially that blondie over there.
I don't know.
I'm not aware of that. Al, can we move on from the sexual intercourse about threesomes with women? We got Kenny Powers.
Straight into it, though.
Straight into it, guys. No problems.
Nick Patrick, referee.
Nick Patrick, he was in our most previous podcast, guys, that we heard from us. Last month, he was refereeing the first match, Big Show and Booker T.
Yeah, for the Raw Roulette from October 2000.
Great show that was. Lots of fun.
Hope you guys have enjoyed it.
Yeah, lots of good. Oh.
Look at that.
Yeah.
He's such a popular creator wrestler in the WWE games too.
Yes.
Because all of his gear's in the game.
It's easy to find.
Yeah.
Bit of cruiserweight action right here, guys.
The tassels there.
Some tassels.
But Brian's put on a bit of weight there.
He's a big fella. Well, fuck.
Oh, well, right. Insult.
Yep. That person over there is very happy. And they said, "Hey, man, that
look
was
at the... all the stores there.
Yeah.
Where would this be for us? Eastland, eh? This big game?
Oh, yeah.
Woolies and Coles?
No, just... I would think if you're going to do something, it would probably be Knox City.
Oh, yeah.
Warren, not too far from
right
here.
Right where the big fruit and veg aisle is, where the Escalade
that's where I met Hogan.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask, where did they actually do it from?
Right there in that area. Yeah. I met Hulk Hogan. With my son strapped to my chest.
Jimmy Hart, eh?
Yeah, baby. His is
look at that.
And this is the great thing about with WCW would start their matches off with their
pay-per-views and
their pay-per-views, their Nitros, their Thunders with some cruiserweight action, light heavyweight action, which is fun.
Because I don't think they had the cruiserweight title yet. No. I think it was called the WCW Light Heavyweight Championship, which they had.
Fuck.
Whoa, what the. Yeah. See, so this is what people said. I think even Pro Wrestling Illustrated and also The Observer just said it was just a very fast-paced, but wasn't communicated properly. Wasn't as good as their other matches they've had in the past.
Yep.
I actually watched an old match on, I think it was a pay-per-view one. It was Mysterio against Liger. That was really good.
Wow.
We had black attire on for Liger. It was such a good match. Oh. No. See, they're not. Yeah. Okay. Everyone, slow down.
Slow down.
So you think back to now that Nitro was on, Raw had direct competition because Raw had been around since January of 1993.
Yes.
They had already delivered 2 years of Monday Night Raw that was being taped mostly in the Manhattan Center in New York. They would also tape a lot of their shows back to back. So Raw, I think it was bi-weekly.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't a weekly show. So they would actually pre-tape their Raws. And Nitro would become a weekly show to really going up against Raw for the next, how many years would that be? 1995 to 2001. So it was a 6-year Monday Night War. And really the first big shot was Fire Tonight with a debuting ex-WWE star. But Nitro, again, we didn't actually get this down here. If we did, it was a couple of weeks late. And we'd get it like 10:30 at night or something.
Channel 9 wasn't it.
We used to get it like, it would be like a month behind or more. And it was a 3-hour show.
Yeah.
But I would have to try and sneak downstairs to watch it. And again, wasn't using the internet as much then. So it wasn't a way for us to really see what was going on. Look at this here. Liger. Yeah. Whoa. Oh, and this is also our first Liger in our wrestling companions.
Is it our first Brian Pillman?
Yeah, as well, yeah.
Yeah, same. I was going to say, first time for said Brian Pillman.
So, as you know, Pillman from a member of the Four Horsemen.
Yep.
Also had a stint in ECW prior to going over after his WWE stint where Brian's Got a Gun?
Brian's Got a Gun.
Tries to shoot people and all that stuff. The Stone Cold feud that they had.
You're not coming in here, Steve! You're not coming in, I've got a gun!
He also partnered with the Hart Foundation.
Yes.
Which is there's a new Hart Foundation currently existing now. If you check out the Major League Wrestling,
yes,
where we actually have
Brian Pillman
Jr. Actually, he's actually taken on Liger. You know that? Yeah, coming up soon. So he's also taken on the opponent that his dad took on 24 years ago.
Here's the one question: is it the same?
I think it is. Yeah,
Or is it just some other?
I don't know. I think in a lot of those Mexican companies too, I reckon they would switch. It's like when you had that Suicide character in TNA. It was like there's four people played them.
Yeah, one was Christopher Daniels, wasn't it?
Daniels, yeah. Kanzarian.
Yeah, Frankie Kanzarian.
There was someone else, and then TJ Perkins, which was TJP, played him. But he ended up becoming Manic, which was an unmasked version, and then he went to WWE in the Cruiserweight Classic. And that character's not there anymore, but... Yeah, so Brian, I kind of didn't really watch a lot of his stuff because when I was getting into it, he was on his way out.
He was WWE.
Yeah. And then we ended up passing away. Crazy
Brian. I'm trying to think
what year it was. I know it was in the early 90s, though.
Oh, nice. Mid-90s. Dropkick. The crowd's going wild for some action.
And it kind of goes back to, like, Nitro would end up moving from, you know, being here at the Mall of America. They would tape their shows at the Universal Studios.
Yep.
And that became their main place. But that's when it was known for, they would just give tickets to people. Do you want to come and watch some wrestling?
The story's been told many times, but yes. Oh, powerbomb. And
fans wouldn't know who was the heel or who was the face.
Here's so they would tickets.
Tell them, when this person comes out, cheer. That happened to TNA, though. When they were doing their shows in Orlando, Florida, they actually used to pay people. They would pay you to come to their show.
That's your
Here's
only
a
way.
Ticket and some cash. Come watch them TNA.
That would be the only way you can. No, head scissors.
No thanks.
Oh. Hula Karana or have a Corona.
Yeah, so Brian Pillman passed away. I think it was on the day of Bad Blood.
Mm-hmm.
Passed away in 1997. Which was, just prior to the Bad Bub pay-per-view when Shawn Michaels took on the Undertaker.
Bad Bub.
Yeah, I know what I said there.
Bad Bub. You're a bad bubby. A bad boy bubby. Good movie, guys. What's that? Tom ignores.
What?
Bad boy bubby.
Bad boy, who's that?
You haven't seen that movie, have you?
Sorry, here we go. So on October 5th, 1997...
Fuck off, Al.
Pillman was scheduled to wrestle Dude Love at In Your House 18 Bad Blood. Steve Austin relayed that Jim Cornette had instructed to find the whereabouts of Pillman. Cornette also contacted the Bulgetal Hotel in Bloomington, Minnesota, where Pillman had stayed the previous night and was told by the receptionist that Pillman was found dead in his hotel room by the maids earlier that day.
Ooh.
But no one had even spoke to anyone.
Oh, there we go.
passed away from
Flying Brian just beat Justin just the Thunder later.
It wasn't a finishing move, it was just a simple counter of a roll-up. But just good, a roll-up. Good matchup, but not as good as their previous ones. But yeah, heart attack. He was 35.
Yeah, man.
When he passed away.
My age. Where I am now.
Yeah.
Shit.
Six kids is all he had.
Yeah.
But yeah, Justin Liger's fought all across the world. Actually competed at a takeover. NXT takeover. Took on Tyler Breeze. Yeah. It's on the network. I checked it out a few weeks ago. Really good matchup.
Shit.
Tyler Breeze is one of those guys where, you know, so talented, but we just don't know what to do with you. Just have no idea. I think the one thing that's getting people a bit nervous is Vince McMahon getting his hands on NXT. What are you going to do to it? Again, it seems like people are trying to reignite a new war with AEW against NXT, both on two-hour time slots. One's going to be on USA Network, the other one on TNT.
Why is the point of doing that, though? Why do that?
People like the idea of, you're here, I'm here, it's a war.
I don't. It's the Stinger.
Look at that. Now, Sting's defending his US title tonight against the Ric Flair.
The Ric Flair.
The Nature Boy Ric Flair. I don't know, my mind took out Nature Boy.
The Nature Boy, Flair Ric. The Boy of Nature, Ric of Flair.
The Boy of Nature.
I worry about you sometimes. Look at those people just going up and down.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah. No, I don't really.
Not for a good thing. My Lord. But sorry, everyone.
I was off the mic.
Yeah, I know. Everyone heard it, though.
The people down the road heard it, too. Hey, get them bitches to Pastamania.
Pastamania.
Yeah.
This is one of the most confusing promos, because I watched it and I just don't understand what he's talking about.
Who?
Hogan.
He's got pasta for bitches.
Talking about pasta. Favorite pasta, El? So the first pasta, not sauce, but just... Oh, you like gnocchi,
gnocchi.
Do
you? I like myself.
And, do you like a carbonara or you like a bolognese?
You like a carbonara?
Well, I don't know. I'm asking you.
Do you like a carbonara?
But do you like a Napoli or a bolognese or a carbonara?
No, I do like a carbonara.
Yep.
I like the carbonara. Yeah, lots of bacon, lots of cream.
Pasta Mania shirt too. Look at
that. Hogan.
I love how he refers to it as WCW.
WCW.
Like he puts the southern accent on, even though he's from up north. He puts the accent on Jimmy Hart there. Yes, I like I'll have a fettuccine carbonara.
I'll have a fettuccine. What's his name? Fettuccine.
I like you.
I like you, boy. I'll get them bitches to pass.
So this thing, 1995, so I would have been 9 years old, and eating you would have been 11.
Yeah, your fettuccine.
Shut up. Picking me nose. Just...
I like pasta. I want to grow up. I want to be Hulk Hogan.
Tonight's fair. What do we got on the menu up there?
Pasta.
It's so limited though. The menu's like, oh yeah, we got.
What limited? What are you talking about? There's heaps of stuff going on. There's
no meats there. It's just pasta.
There's meats. There's meaty balls there. Nah. Meatballs.
Nah.
That's another one of my favorites. I like to have, if you're going to make meatball pasta, it's like the ones as big as your fist.
An arancini ball.
A what?
An arancini ball.
An arancini.
They're the crumbed pasta ball.
No, just give me a simple.
Just one massive meatball in the center.
No, there's a few of them. Give me a few, but I don't want ones where you just have
the little mini one, a can one.
One mini
place. That shit.
In a can? I'm making this stuff at home.
Ooh, here he is.
It's the Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
That short hair, eh?
Yep.
Woo! Also featured in our last companion in the corner of Triple H.
Yep.
Also been on our All My Gods.
Several.
Taken on Terry Funk, taken on Mick Foley.
Yep.
He's also wrestled on our WCW shows, Super Brawl and things like that.
Even our little bonus at the end of one of our episodes where he took on The Big Show in an Extreme Rules match for the ECW title.
Good Lord.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Mate.
And got chokeslammed on tax.
Woo! Got chokeslammed on tax.
Yeah, mate.
Pasta.
So interesting note, you had Ric Flair and Sting
What's going on down there?
On the first and last Nitro.
True.
Yeah. But this time was for the US. But the one at the last show was simply just a one-on-one match.
Goodbye.
With a flat shirt. Look at this guy. So.
Look at that brightly colours.
Look at that. Sequence. Yeah.
Sequence. So pretty.
Surface Sting, Crow Sting.
I wish Flair was my dad. No, you don't. No, you don't, mate.
Where's dad? You're the lady.
Banging your auntie. Thanks.
I actually did a Twitter poll a few months ago, and I put up a picture of which sting do you think's better, Crow or Surfer? Like 68% for Surfer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like 32%
for Well, the first time I was introduced to Sting...
Yep.
As... Oh, hang on,
wait
what?
Wait a minute. What? What's he doing here?
What?
Lex Luger...
Lex Luger.
Just come out of the Great Train store, just doing some shopping.
Just got his bag. He should have had a bag with him, like a plastic bag. Just holding shit. A
shopping bag.
Yeah, just like... What have I got in here?
So Luger, as you would know, was actually scheduled to be at the Raw that was happening that week and decided not to rock up, even though he told Vince he was going to stay on.
And now, wasn't supposedly the wrestlers like,
you need to get out of here.
That's, I've forgotten what the actual security guy's name, Doug Dillinger, sorry. Yeah, there's...
Pre-goatee beard.
Pre-goatee beard. What the fuck?
What were you saying?
Was he told? Did Bischoff tell the boys? Look at it.
I think only a few knew, though.
But look at him.
Yeah. Well, Sting brought him in, though. It was Bischoff brought in Luger because of Sting.
Yeah.
Because Sting and Luger are, you know, close friends. And he said, well, give him a shot. And Bischoff didn't want him.
Nah.
Bischoff said, I didn't actually had no interest in Luger. I heard things about him and didn't want to do business with him.
Like to get a young boy to peel my shrimp.
And what did Pritchard say when they were doing a Monday Night War during StarCast? It was Bischoff and Pritchard. Mm. And he goes... you know, Rick, to be honest, I goes, Eric, to be honest, thank you for actually taking Luger because we didn't want him.
So
thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
Like, you think it was a big shot, it really wasn't because we had nothing for him. So thank you.
Well, they tried to do the Lex Express during that time.
Wow. Gorilla Press Slam there by Sting the Flair. Now, this match also happened on our Clash of Champions show.
Yes, it did.
That we covered last year.
With Sherry Martel and Sting... Fell onto Sherry Martel. Come here, bitch.
Plunger, just outside the
ring. Oh, God.
That was the International World Heavyweight Champion takes on the WCW champion to unify the titles.
Great match.
And we had the, I think the big gold became the new title.
Great show from us, that was a good one. Say. Yes.
That also featured
fantastic.
Larry Zbysko, William Regal.
Yep.
Hardy. I think it had Johnny B. Bad and
I'm a bad man.
And also, the Nasty Boys took on Cactus Jack was in that one.
Cactus Jack Sullivan. And Kevin Sullivan. Kevin Sullivan, the devil. Yeah. Wow. Service.
Some good stuff.
Service mechanics.
Service merchandise.
What type of merchandise do you want?
What do you want, mate?
What's your need, mate? You see the wrestling out there? I've got so much business.
I've got Stone Cold. Do you want Stone Cold? He's Stone Cold.
He's Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I mean, HBK, yeah? Diesel? You want Diesel?
No. Oh. Okay, then. Yokozuna. Brooklyn Brawler.
Well, here's the thing. Should I go on and actually see
Manta.
What was happening on the Raw that's
course, this week? Course.
Because I actually don't think there was a Raw that week because, again, it was a fortnightly show. So I don't know if they actually had done a show.
Well, let's see if we can try to find it. What was the kind of programming to this?
Well, ECW was already in existence. I don't know if they had their TV deal.
Probably not.
All right, so...
It's fucking true. I'm not
ECW.
Nah, never heard of him. Sounds like garbage.
Alan. What was the date?
Sounds like something you put in the bin.
So there was no show that week.
4th of September.
So they had a show on September 11th. So they did a show the week earlier than this.
What happened?
On which one? The 11th show.
Any. Whatever you want to share, Tom. Don't hurt yourself.
Calm down.
What on earth? Ric Flair with a cross body. Over the top right.
September 11th, 1995. Good friends make better enemies as problems between Razor Ramon and the 1-2-3 Kid begin to surface. Mm. Shawn Michaels defends the Intercontinental Championship against the returning Sid.
Ooh.
Goldust continues to confuse the WWE Universe as to what his motives are, plus Dr. Isaac Yankem, the British Bulldog, and more in action.
Nice. Sting has... Gorilla Press slammed Ric Flair at least 5 or 6 times in this match.
That's what we do.
Yeah, this is the thing.
I pound my chest and yell at you.
Ah!
And Gorilla Press.
And how many times he's gone for
Sting a splash?
Look out!
Oh,
that was no hand right on the face.
Bubba Ray Dudley style.
I was going to say not as bad as Bubba's off a ladder. Previous episode, guys.
How do I
climb a ladder? Somebody call my mama.
Sad. Concussion. You're right.
How do I climb a ladder? Climb my mama? Somebody call my mama.
Let's see if ECW had something going on.
No.
They did. They had a... Shut up. All right. They offered Okay, ECW, September 5th, 1995.
Yeah.
I can see a picture here.
Don't hurt yourself.
Raven and Stevie Richards defend the ECW tag team titles against the Pitbulls in the main event.
Ooh.
Highlights from a special edition of The Danger Zone reveals a controversial confrontation between Paulie Dangerously and Bill Alfonso, plus Cactus Jack reveals why he joined Raven's Nest.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Look at it. Oh, off the top rope. Another impressive maneuver.
Another gorilla press slam.
Please don't. Ah, off the ropes. Again, wow. This is the 17th time we've seen that spot.
You didn't answer before. Surface ding or cross?
Oh, sorry. Oh.
Yes, Arn Anderson. Feuding against Flair at this time period.
Oh, look out. Yep. Arn Anderson.
Yep. Cool.
Double A.
Ooh. Oh.
Great move. All right, first time I ever saw Sting, I was introduced to Sting, was Raven.
The Crow.
Sting. So, yeah. No, that's my Sting. That's the first one I know. Oh, look at this.
Look at that.
Look at this.
Oi! Good work.
Standing.
Great sell. Strutting.
Yeah. Woo! It didn't work. Clothesline.
These guys had so many matches. Clothesline. If you think about US titles, NWA titles, WCW titles, single matches, tags, war games, everything. Look at that. Oh, sells it so well.
Yep.
Almost looks like Hogan with the tights on. He's dressed like Hogan.
What are you dressed like Hogan for? Are you part of the Macho Man? Are you part of the Mega Powers? My God, did you imagine those three? Ric Flair.
As a team.
Hulk Hogan. Wow. And the Macho Man. Those are the Mega Powers.
I've got a question for you. If you were to do Team WWE or F against Team WCW
during this time,
who would be your five on this team?
This time here now?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, so we got
Mix it up. Doesn't have to be this. Just choose any time period.
No, I like this time.
Merge them together.
Because then we can also do it another time, like say in the '90s and then 2000s into now.
So let's say 90 to 95 first. All right, who would be your team WCW?
All right, WCW. You've got the Anderson brothers. Yeah. So we got Ollie and
Arn. Yep.
Barry Windham. Yep. So we're having another guy who's also part of the Horsemen. You would get Flair.
Yep.
Oh, and we have Sting.
Oh, yeah.
So Sting and the Horsemen.
Yep.
Okay. Now on the WWF one, we would have Hogan, Savage.
Yep.
You would have Sid.
Yep.
Yeah, because then Arn and Sid could have a confrontation, but you would have to hide the scissors. Fuckers. Scott Hall.
Yep.
Kevin Nash.
That's a good one. Diesel. Yeah. That's a big matchup.
So Diesel, Nash, Hulk Hogan.
Diesel, Ramon.
Yep.
Hogan. Savage. Macho Man. Yeah.
And Sid. So we've got big men.
That's a big one.
Big dude. And then Horseman and Sting. What do you think?
That's a lot of testosterone there.
I know. There's so many gimmicks in that. This is the main event, isn't it?
No, this is co-main. There's still one more match.
All right,
the main event is Hogan versus Big Bubba for the World Heavyweight title. Yeah.
Big boss man. All right, yours.
I would have done Team WWF. Mm-hmm. Would have been Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, yep.
Bret Hart.
Oh, yeah.
Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Hall.
Mm-hmm. Sounds very clicky.
And Undertaker. That would have been my Team WWF.
So we're talking like Dead Man.
I'm talking
Survivor
like
Series.
Yeah.
It's cool. I like it.
Oh, wait, no.
Why? Oh, it's
because he didn't break the hold. So now he's disqualifying Ric Flair. And Team WCW, Hogan, Flair, Macho Man, Sting, Rey Mysterio.
We're talking young Rey.
1995 Rey. Fuck. Yeah, that would have been. Because that way you get to see Shawn Michaels, Rey Mysterio.
That sounds cool. Actually, makes me want to go back and when 2K. 20 comes out.
Only a few weeks, actually.
That makes me even cringe, even thinking that we are like months away.
Yeah. You can get the big pre-order packs I've seen online.
Tempted. Very tempted to get it. I am.
Both at EB or also digital. So as we know, the Horsemen had been splitting up. Anderson and Flair would actually go on to face off at Halloween Havoc, I think, that year, which was only in a few weeks. Might have been Frobel, actually.
I'm going to take my shirt. What's going on?
Hey, look at this guy. It's Norton. Scott Norton.
Scotty Norton. Don't push the manager. That's the guy over there.
What's
he want?
It's a contract or something, is it?
Oh, he's got a ticket.
Thank you.
Ticket?
Fucking hell, Norton. He's just a fridge.
That's who you claim to be. He's like, oh, I'm like...
I just want to be a fridge, mate.
No, you said like, yeah, I'm Scott Norton, I'm part of the NWO.
Yeah.
No, but now you're...
Oh, look at this, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
What now, again, Macho Man, you know, you think about his history, was, you know, he was an announcer on Raw.
He's one of the commentator teams.
He was told by Vince McMahon that we actually want, that's what we want for you. We want you to kind of do that.
Yes.
But he's like, I actually don't think I'm finished wrestling. Mm. So he ended up debuting at WCW Saturday Night, coming out to a pre-tape segment, and became an actual wrestler. So this was the feud they're going with here, was Scott Norton against Macho Man, was the rivalry they're going with. Look at Bischoff. Well,
don't.
Look at Mongo.
Mongo's like, yeah, no. You ain't getting in the ring, boy. Here comes Mongo.
Some kid falls. Whoa, shit.
Just Savage falls. Someone catch the kid. What about Savage? Fuck.
Oh, just, well, yeah, you just go, see something go. From the side. Just someone trip. Whoa, shit, he's hurt. You're all right, mate? I'll be good.
Just go. Okay, here we go. Tom.
This is cool. Sabu's coming to WCW. Sabu's
coming to WCW.
Yes.
Yeah. Everyone's a cocksucker except me. Just listen to my Twitter.
Oh.
I'm not a cocksmack. You're a cocksmack.
Oh, Sabu.
Hey. Everywhere.
No, I think he was actually... This is when he was publicly fired by Paulie Dangerously for not showing the ECW show because he was coming here.
So sorry, he fired him in the ring. He'll come back 6 months later anyway.
You'll get a title shot.
You got the heroin for me?
Alan. Oh.
WCW Nitro on TNT live. Now!
Because he ended up making his debut, I think, against Alex Wright.
Hello there.
Hey.
Hey. Do you want to climb the wall? A wall. Hey, it's me and Gene Okerlund.
Yes, it was, I think, the following week on Nitro, Alex Wright took on Sabu.
Do you think I'm sexy? I think you're very sexy, me and Gene.
Oh.
Somebody call my mama.
Alan.
What? No, hang on. They weren't doing that song. Where was it? It was...
Oh, there you go. I'll get a Harley L.
Harley Davidson, sweepstakes winner. It's Mike Hill from Kelman, Alabama.
Good work, mate.
Come in, mate. You win a... All right, see you later, Gene. You want to fight? Fuck off. I'm going to go find me some bitches.
Oh.
Supposedly he was a smasher.
Alan.
Of the pussy.
You should stop listening to your podcast.
No, there's something I read.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a bad man versus... It's
Saturday Night.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at this one.
Oh, yeah.
Non-title, I think it is, though.
Well, you can tell.
No, but Saturday Night was really just like the old Superstar show, just a retake. And it's
pixelated.
Ooh, coming up soon.
Fall Brawl, WCW War Games, 1995. Look,
do you want to know what happened on that card?
Look at the grenade. It was on top of a grenade.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Woohoo! Riding a bomb down there, this guy.
No, a grenade, not a nuke.
I thought it was a bomb. It was a mascot down there.
Yeah, it's Wildcat Willie. What do you know about Wildcat Willie?
Nope, now. What the hell is that? Wildcat Willie.
You are meant to be a WCW.
I didn't watch this back then.
Yeah, well, it's called history.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's a lot of people, Jesus.
It's in the mall, Tom.
Oh, look who's coming.
IRS.
That's Mr. Wall Street, Al.
I know what I said. I know what I said.
Yes, he was kind of going by the name Michael Wall Street.
Follow the buzzards.
You got a Bo Leave guy. He's got a Bo Leave.
Bo Leave. The buzzards. Bo Leave the buzzards.
Yes. So he was IRS for a number of years in the World Wrestling Federation with Money Inc. And now he's coming over to WCW. And I think he can compete at either the next week or on the third Nitro.
He, you know what he is? He's WCW's Million Dollar Man.
Don't say that name, but I know what it is.
He's wearing the same shirt. I know. He's wearing the same jacket.
The dollar sign, I know.
Yeah.
But he's Mr. Wall Street, Al. He was from Wall Street. Yes, he actually took on Sting. I think it was on week two, the following week. Yes.
Beautiful. Yeah, no, I'm not dissing it. I think it's beautiful.
Oh, look at this, Big Bubba.
Big Bubba. Big Boss
also
Man.
Known as the Guardian Angel.
Yep.
We've also had him as the Boss Man. Yep. We've said, he's been on so many of our
he
shows.
He is, and we've also known him as the Father of the Shield.
Yes. Ray Taylor.
Well, he didn't have a vest here.
No.
He did. So this is our main event.
This is our main event, yep.
So these guys American also had some, Jesus.
They had some wars in the World Wrestling Federation.
Dan, oh fuck. Commercial break.
Yep.
I was getting so excited.
He had the weight on there too, didn't he? Big Bubba.
Yeah. You're a fat boy. That's what
we're going to call you Big Bubba because you're big now, so just call you Bubba Rogers.
Big Plumpy Boy.
All right, so the Frawl Brawl show, the main event, Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, Sting, and Luger battle the Dungeon of Doom in the War Games match.
Yep.
Nature Boy Ric Flair takes on the Enforcer Arn Anderson.
Ooh.
Harlem Heat collides with Bunkhouse Bunk and Dick Slater for the WCW Tag Team Championship,
nice.
Plus Diamond Dallas Page and much more.
Nice.
War Games 95. Look at this guy. Look at him.
Yeah, look at Jimmy. He's American, mate.
Look at that.
He wears the heart of his country on his sleeve.
Tanned up, too. Look at him.
Yep.
Leather belt.
Leather belt. Who wants pasta? Come on, brothers.
Got some fettuccine.
You got some fettuccine. Who wants gnocchi? Who wants the gnocchi? Let me take it off my bandana.
Oh, man.
Yep. Hulk Good Hogan. To see you there, brother.
So the wars that these two had in World Wrestling Federation, the steel cage.
Ripped his shirt off.
Yep.
And threw him off the cage.
Madison Square Garden.
Don't do it.
So yeah, a year earlier he was Guardian Angel.
Look at that hair. Yep.
Yeah. Where the big boys play WCW.
Yeah. Tom?
What do you mean? I'm just
It's where WCW plays with big boys.
Okay. Right.
I understand. What the fuck?
Look at that hair. Look at Hogan. Look at that hair.
I know. I'm doing
Because we're not used to seeing him with like that, because you would always try and keep the bandana.
You were
on.
Not allowed to talk about it, too. It was the thing like, Hulk Hogan, I'm going to take that banner out of your head. You poor fuck.
Like, and that mustache kind of would go pretty soon.
Ooh.
With the Dungeon of Doom shaving him.
Yeah. Hold him down. No! Shave his mustache off.
The Zodiac.
Yeah.
And Kevin Sullivan.
Hold him down, shave it off.
And the shark.
The shark, yeah.
Good lord, what a time.
They don't do that anymore these days. Wish they would.
Yeah.
That's what Bray Wyatt...
gimmicks.
Bray Wyatt should start up his own team with all different gimmicks. And you would say the demon Finn Balor should team up together.
That'd be cool.
And they're like the new...
That kind of sounds like a storyline they were doing in the SmackDown game. Just put all the weird guys together as one team. Come on. Let's go.
Let's do it. Come on, brother.
I'm just trying to think. Who was the WWF champion at this time? Let's have a look.
Diesel? I'm thinking Diesel.
What are we now? This is September.
I'm having it down to Diesel.
You reckon Diesel?
Yep.
I reckon you would be right. Because they had the In Your Houses. That would have been happening.
Oh, test of strength. Look at that acting. Oh, kicking the gut.
Look at that acting.
Yeah, no. Look at Hogan. Is that acting? I'm an actor.
Selling. All right, let's have a look. So 1995, who was the champion at this time period?
Oh.
Your champion was Bret Hart.
Ah, fuck.
He lost it in November of 1995. So the champion, yeah. So Diesel was champion for one full year.
Yep.
He lost it in November of this year to Bret Hart
at
Survivor Series in a no DQ matchup.
Yep.
But defeated Bob Backlund a year earlier, Diesel did. In
yes, 1, 2, 3, 4
yep.
5, 5 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 a big fat head. Oh, in the eye. Come on, ref, where are you? Turn around.
He's referee. Big, he's big there with the
bloody
weight. Taylor,
bloody zebra. He's not a zebra, that one. What is he?
Boxing referee. With the old black bow tie. Down he goes.
Look at that.
Down.
He's going up, then down. Drop the knee.
Break his hip there.
Break a hip there, boy.
Oh, look at that. 1 minute. Oh.
No, he's not doing it yet. He needs to be hit with the finishing maneuver before he becomes the Hulk Hogan. Ladies and gentlemen, Moe Flags.
That's a really good jacket.
Jimmy's.
The Jimmy's. That's a full flag, full Hogan.
I
Was Jimmy Hart at the Raw reunion that they did when Hogan came back? I don't think I'm ever seeing him there, though. The one that happened only a few weeks ago.
This is something he'd used to sell.
Hogan is a wimp. Hogan sucks. Front row. Look at that.
Wow.
Hard camera look, right hard there.
Where's Doug Dillinger now?
Thank you. Just take it.
Slaps the kids in the face.
Hogan, switch it. Hogan rules. Just switch it for this one.
Yeah, give you money.
Hogan, what are you doing?
Pasta mania.
Mr. Oh. See, if my hair gets bald like that, I'm shaving my head.
Yeah.
I am not letting it get that receding.
Whoa!
So he was a movie star by now. He'd done, a number of films, but No Holds Barred.
No Holds Barred. I think he did
Suburban Commando.
Yeah, Suburban Commando. Look out, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Jimmy. Jimmy. Look out, Jimmy. My mom, my boy, Jimmy. Oh, hey. That's a good...
Hey.
Hey.
Puts it on.
Just stretches
it. And he would have turned on him soon. Yeah. Jimmy Hart. Because he decided to manage the Giant. For the WCW title.
Because John was part of the Dungeon of Doom, wasn't he?
Yeah, Monster Truck. Come on. Halloween Havoc.
Still have to do that.
95.
We have to do that one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to need a lot of weed that day.
Oh, man.
Oh, I...
And that also featured... Wasn't it Johnny B. Bad and, DDP, like, 20-minute match opening?
17.
Kick 30. Us off with you guys. Really?
I'm a bad man!
We only do 10.
Look at all
we want 17.
Hogan's a heel. Look at all the heel.
He was choking him.
Yeah, and now he's
and he also threatened the ref before.
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing?
What the fuck's going on?
The crowd's are chanting for Bubba.
There's a camera. Someone get his EpiPen quick.
Jesus.
He's having a seizure. Someone had nuts.
Oh, man.
That's a threat.
That was a double punch
thrust
to the throat.
Hogan's a heel.
Rightio.
Rightio, mate.
Let's plant the heel scene here. But a year from now, the NWO would have been running rampant in the WCW.
Yep, rough shot over
everybody. Because they formed in August of 1996. That's a heel move.
That's a heel move. Yay, look, that's the side of the temple. That's fine. That's not forearm shots.
Because Hall and Nash wouldn't have come for probably another 7 to 8 months. That was in the mid part of 1996.
Yep.
Where they, Hall came first. Diesel came in about 2 weeks later, power bombing. What is it? Eric Bischoff at the Great American Bash.
Fantastic.
Off the stage in 1996.
Mm.
And then we had, Bash at the Beach. Luger, Macho Man, and Sting take on the NWO. And
is he a good guy or a bad guy?
Whose sides he's on?
Whose side is he on?
Yeah. But supposedly he got in trouble for that, Bobby, because he shouldn't have said it.
Yeah, if you go back and listen, you've pretty much just given away the...
Whose side's he on? What do you mean, whose side he's on?
What are you talking about? He's Hulk Hogan. He's American made.
Yeah.
He wouldn't join up with those rascals known as the NWO.
The Outsiders.
Yeah. They weren't known as NWO yet.
And I've been watching also around that... Boss Man Slam. Was when they had fake Diesel and fake Razor Ramon, which was Kane. Kane was Diesel.
Yeah. Isaac Yankin.
I watched this Raw a couple of weeks ago. It was terrible. And Kane's like, got the arm ups, the Diesel pirate. Fans are like, you're not Diesel. You just go, you're not Diesel.
They spoke about it on Grilling JR a few episodes ago. Good episode.
But do you know what they end up doing too? When Hall and Nash became a team though, they actually made the fake Diesel and fake Razor team up.
Yeah.
As like, well, if you guys can partnering up over here, we'll do it on Elbring.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Drop kick. This is it.
Big boot.
Drop kick.
Cover him.
Put two.
Steal that champion of the world.
Question. Yes. I used to watch this quite a bit back in the day. Yeah. Hogan, for quite a while, after he would pin someone when he was wrestling for the WWE and WWF and WCW, he would hit the leg drop. Boot to the face, leg drop. And then he would do like a 69 pin.
Yeah, he wouldn't just hook a leg.
No, he put like the...
Yeah, he would lie the thermos, long ways.
Right on their face.
Just...
Like, take it. Yeah.
What the...
Yeah.
What the... Kiss my ass. Look out, there's a Zodiac and Carmella. Carmella, what am I talking about?
It's one of the Kardashians.
Look at Kevin Sullivan.
Yeah, it's the Zodiac. There's a shark!
There he is.
Oh, no!
Get him, everyone.
Get him. What's Hogan?
Wait. Is that Barbarian or Meg?
Why? Hang on.
Oh, look, he's there. Look out. Go, Hogan, go.
Yeah.
I love this. Watch the bump. Ready? They turn around. Look. And look what Hogan says. What are you doing here? Watch.
Take off your pants. What? Yeah. It takes his pants off.
What's this guy doing here?
Takes the pants off and he's wearing yellow trunks just like Hulk Hogan.
I am you. V2.
I am you. And they start doing the doink thing. Here's your team. Here's your team. Here's your team.
Back up.
He's on our side now.
He's on our side now.
He got paid. He got offered lots of money.
Yeah, Bobby the Brand for president, 1996. Wow.
Yep. I was like, who was El Presidente back in 95?
Was it George Bush? Senior, probably.
Senior? Yeah, probably senior. You know where he's heard of someone's brother.
There's a good promo. They had a good promo here together.
Though. Did they? Okay. Yeah. What? Okay. Just calm down, guys. Calm down.
The president, I'm going to say maybe Clinton, though. Was I right? Clinton.
Clinton.
Yeah. Look at that.
What's with the box shot here?
I have no idea what they're doing.
Is this extra footage we're getting?
Yeah. Here we go. Okay.
What's this? Is this the end?
No, it's a promo by Mean Gene.
No? Oh, up to coming.
Yeah, it'll come up.
More Nitro. What?
So three matches, 45 minutes. So it's kind of like what NXT is now.
It's, look out.
Frog Brawl.
Wow.
War Games with the tank. You know, we've never done a Frog Brawl.
We haven't.
No, we have not done a Frog Brawl before for our show. Why?
I have to work with you.
Oh, shut up.
Muscular dystrophy, Macho Man was helping. That's one thing I remember hearing that he did but a lot of work with.
Yeah,
you thought it was
I thought it was a falling bomb.
A nuke.
Yeah. Like, yeehaw! Homer riding it. Here we go, look. So they chased off the Dungeon of Doom.
No, Luger came out with the Dungeon of Doom and then hit them. He should have waited.
Yeah.
But we're running out of time. Oh, the team shoes are rolling.
Yeah. With the hands.
What's the hair?
Why is that? Title. Ooh, look out. Calling him out.
Yes, he is. Yes, I agree.
He said WWC belt. Are we the World Wrestling Council or... It's WCW.
We are the council.
Silence! I want to beat you for the WWF champion.
I don't think you're going to say that.
For the WWF champ. I mean, yeah, he said WWC championship is what he
classic.
Said.
Classic.
I just got so emotional when I was talking about it. I was
so emotional about what I'm talking about. My hands were all non-shrimpy. You know about that story.
Yeah, you've told me before.
He would get a person to peel his shrimp. And then put it in my mouth.
He also did want a blade back in the old times.
Not my face.
Yeah.
I mean, look, if you're given the opportunity to blade, so who would you know?
I'll do it.
Right up at the hairline.
Yeah. Eyebrow. Eyebrow.
Up in the hair, so it's him. So, no, I just want to get a hair on my eyebrow.
Just like elbow me in the eyebrow.
I can do it right now if you want.
He's saying, if you want a shot at me and you want to do it here, I'll defend my title against you next week on Nitro. And me for the World Championship.
Oh.
The Macho Man.
What about my shot, huh? what about the Macho Man, huh? I know I got Sting next week, but, when, you know, what about me being champion? Mm-hmm. That took a lot out of me doing that.
Yeah, see, we don't have to wait till, you know, we don't
how
have
about
to wait till
we do
next
it tonight?
Time.
Imagine, I'm being squished.
He's grimacing.
Smells so manly in here. Let's have a tag team match. The Mega Powers versus Sting and Luger.
Here we go.
The gym. Now kiss on it. Yeah, we got a thumbs up. Yeah, I'm remember. Okay.
No, get back now. Look, come on, Hogan, back up.
Oh,
shit.
Okay. I push you.
You almost could say that was almost a Hogan heel turn that whole match, though. The foot stomp, the choking.
Well, that's what he used to do. He used to wrestle like that, you know. He hasn't really changed his wrestling in forever. And this is it. This is how you...
Oh, we're going to recap it and talk about next week.
Look at that poor dog.
Yeah.
The dog
is that alive?
It's Kevin Sullivan right there. I transformed into a dog.
Look at,
there's a lady
look at Bobby looking at the dog. What the hell is that?
Where the fuck did that come from?
It was a cat.
Look at this, so stoned.
Yeah.
It's so calm.
Look at that tassels on the coat, man.
Why is he here? Who? Why is the... Mongo.
Because he wasn't wrestling yet. He just finished his football career. So it was like, let's bring you in.
Yeah. Look at Easy
E. Yeah, I was telling him what to jump. You're not going in there, doggy.
You're not going in there, doggy. Looking over here.
Look at the booklet, too, with a cover on it.
Yeah. It's my book. Thank you.
And there we go.
WCW Nitro, guys, from 1995.
24 years ago.
Holy shit.
So the following week, it says here, Hulk Hogan puts the World Heavyweight Championship on the line against Lex Luger, and the high-flying Sabu makes his WCW debut against Alex Wright.
Hello.
Sting defends the US Championship against VK Wall Street. Macho Man takes on Scott Norton. Mean Gene interviews the Nature Boy Ric Flair, and much more.
Mmm.
So before we actually finish up, guys, just one promo I want to do before we actually finish up this show, which is, again, we have so many different podcasts that we connect with from across the world. This one we're going to be talking about is the View from the Top Rope podcast, and here is their promo.
Do you like professional wrestling, movies, sports, pop culture? Do you want to hear three wacky guys talk about any and all combinations of any of these things? Well, View from the Top Rope is the podcast for you. Releasing weekly on Thursdays, Diesel, JR, and myself, Chad, answer any and all questions from our amazing high flyers. Listen to View from the Top Rope only on the Visionaries Wrestling Network, across iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and multiple others. View from the Top Rope, your favorite podcast, favorite podcast.
All right, guys, we are back, and now it's time to give a shout-out to our PWA Brothers.
Who?
Do you remember them?
No, I think we should only just give one.
One, two, which one?
The ones that are still doing their work.
Yeah, well, look, we'll just say hashtag PWA to the guys that we connect with there. They don't do a lot, but there's other podcasts. We should even name drop a lot of them next
time. Remember the others.
Do what they do. Well, we've got Get Joy Wrestling Podcast, Beer from the Top Rope.
Special shout out to the Membrane Podcast.
Membrane Progress, Amiga Luke Wrestling Podcast, Ringside Rant with RJ doing his stuff. You've also got Brainbuster Radio.
WRJ.
They do stuff every single day.
They do
day.
Stuff. I love this stuff. Might be time to actually drop PWO, I think. Not to say, yeah, no, I'm sorry, but what are you guys doing over there? Yeah. All right, I think it might be time for a wolf pack.
Oh, look out.
Another click that we might want to join together. Now, did you want to do questions, or are we going to leave that for another
time?
Well,
we've got a couple. We can do a couple.
Yeah? Because we know we've got a bit of time on that.
Let me load it back up.
You know, because sometimes our shows go for about 5 hours, sometimes 17, because, you know, Tom likes to
talk. I've got four.
Go.
Okay. This is from the Get Choi Wrestling Podcast.
Hello.
Hashtag Ask Brocast.
Mm-hmm.
What was your influence to do the type of show that you do?
Mm.
We're big fans of the Mystery Science Theater 3000,
mm.
So we really like the watch-along types of shows.
Okay.
So really, kind of what made us do watch-alongs?
I think...
because we've been doing them for a while now.
3 years now, going up. It's actually, yeah, coming up next month will be our three-year anniversary, isn't it?
Yeah. 3 years in October.
3 years,
so next month, yeah.
Yep.
Is that what you said?
Yes,
I did. Obviously 3 years next year.
No. I think it's kind of nice to sit back and watch something that's on your television. You got a bit of downtime. To be honest with you guys, I've never really gone back and listened to our show while we're watching something.
Mm.
Most of the time, because we've got the volume up, you can, and we're describing to you what's going on. I've vastly enjoyed this podcast that I've been doing. I've done some other ones back in the day, one by myself and the other one with two other of our friends. Now, that one was fun. The one by myself wasn't as fun. But this one's a lot of fun because I'm sitting down here, I'm having a yarn with my brother. We've known each other for quite a long time. But it's also, we can play off each other. I can insult him. He can insult me.
I try to insult you. But it doesn't even get in.
Well, hello.
It's like he's got three spinning red shells around him all the time and they just bounce.
Ah, very good. good Mario reference right there.
Oh, fuck. Sonic, yeah.
Ruined it?
Crash Bandicoot?
Crash Bandicoot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I see him more of it as I'm, you're Bubsy and I'm Conker. That's okay. How I see it. So as I'm looking at this, this is a lot of fun to do.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like a chore.
No.
Where this sounds kind of wrong, and if Jules or Damo were listening to this, the Low Cut Crew podcast felt like it became a chore.
Mm.
It felt like we needed to catch up.
Yeah.
And there was no fun. With this show, we're giving you new shit. There's no repeats. There are some stories we will repeat. It happens on all podcasts. But it's fun.
Mm.
I enjoy it. I know you definitely enjoy it because you get to put this all this together. I know I say this in almost every single show, guys, but Tom, I rock up to his place. He just gives me a time and date where I need to be. I rock up here. He's got his TV set up, iPads, microphones, everything is ready to go. All I have to do is sit here on my ass and go, how gay are you today, boy?
I get to swear, be inappropriate, make inappropriate, fun of you.
Yeah. Just really, really make, you know, people would look and go, are you sure you two are brothers? You can't talk to your brother like that. I can. And he knows I do it all in fun. Sometimes.
Yeah.
But why? Why you?
I love the watch along because it's a chance to reminisce.
Do a piss.
Just go back and go, oh, well, remember this Raw, or you remember this show, and thinking, like, our lives have changed since, you know, the events happened. But let's go back and relive it. Mm-hmm. Not rebook it or anything like that. Let's just re-watch this and enjoy it. Like that TLC one from the Royal Roulette, I love that show. Because that's one of my favourite Raws.
That was one of your favorites, but one of your favorites because I don't remember it though.
Yeah,
that's the first time that last month's one we did, guys. I have for our bonus episode, I had no idea about that.
And I think that's the fact that you know people. There's no one else really doing it, the what we do in a certain way that we do it. Yes, there's podcasts like I think What Happens When do watch-alongs a lot, but we kind of started the same time that they did.
Yes.
Like, we started doing probably a month after they did. And it seems like people will get lots of downloads on it. People like the hashtag Wrestling Companion. And it really come from our Fight Companion.
It did.
Because on another podcast to run, we used to actually watch old UFC shows. We did. Call them Fight Companions.
We used to watch live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when we developed Brocast, it was, well, why don't we make up a hashtag Wrestling Companion and go back and reminisce about ECW, WCW, you know, World Wrestling Federation.
TNA,
and having the network now, you can choose a time, a date, and there's an event.
YouTube, and we can just watch it for free.
YouTube, for TNA. So thank you for that question there. Yep. That was, again, from the Get Choy Wrestling podcast. Another question from them, using the hashtag AskBrocast. Any advice for us small stream podcasters out there, and what changes from the start of your podcasting lives would you say has been the best of your podcast today?
Confidence is one.
Yep.
I've gone back and listened to like one of our first shows. Like I think it's our second show where our kids are in it. We're in Fatherhood. They're in there and they're jumping all over us. And how you can sort of tell these are the early days of like how do we talk to one another. I mean, we've known each other for so long, but when you get in front of a microphone like this, you're like, what's the type of stuff? Who plays the characters we're going to be?
Yeah.
It sounds like we are playing off each other, and we are. We do a pretty good job. As we, growing up, Tom and I, we would hang in the same clique.
Yeah.
So pretty much in our crew, we were sort of like, say, the Abilene Costello or the Lauren Hardy, the two-man group.
Yep.
Most of the time, Tom would be the weird one or the funny one.
Hi.
I would be the straight one, right down the end. Yeah. And then we're sort of, I've noticed in time with the beginning of the show, how I was that. We flipped the switch, and I've sort of gone over to be the loud, silly one. Where you with you, you're just like, oh, no. I'm
trying to keep him on a line. Yeah.
There's a line there, I'm like, zigzags.
Where is it? Pull the line up, throw it, sit on it.
Sniff it off, a whore's asshole. So, confidence is a major one, and enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
Having fun with it. Don't make it a chore.
No.
I like it that's like, once in a while, like if we say that, you know, sometimes we will drop like a bonus episode or just an episode, like fuck it, here's another extra episode. If it's monthly, it's nice.
But then it started off as monthly, and then it almost became almost bi-weekly.
Yeah.
So now it's almost like you get 2 to 3 things sometimes a month from people. So
The Wonderful World is a big thing too, because that's where we. Like the first story I remember telling you was the piss dungeon.
Yeah.
And how you, at the end of it, you look like you're about to vomit.
That was funny. So funny.
Another thing too is that we used to do shows at night.
Yeah.
And if you go back and listen to it, you could hear me slowly at the end of the show going.
Yeah, the late ones.
Just fucking end it, please. I just want to die, please. I just want to stop. And then, now
we're changed. I would probably say don't get the expectations too high about people downloading or listening. Like, oh, we only had 10 this week. It's still people getting out there. And also connect with other people
yes.
that are doing something similar to you. and build a connection there, build a friendship, relationship, share content. Because I found since we've been using even the PWO hashtag, that's for over years, and we've developed a great relationship, that we're actually a part of the hashtag PWF, which is the podcast World Federation. It's another podcasting group that we share stuff on. There's over 50 podcasts in there, mm-hmm. and they all share content. And mm-hmm. we're all from different parts of the world, but we mm-hmm. all want to build each other's product. It's not just like, oh, I want to be better than them. I want to do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Share the whole thing.
Yeah.
Wrestling's for everybody. It's the hashtag you see is wrestling's for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, aim high, but don't go against what yourself is. Be yourself in the show, because very quickly people will see through it if you, you know,
fake. Oh, they can definitely tell in your voice.
So I'll just say, you know, I probably wouldn't change anything, really. I've always liked doing the wrestling fans. The films have been good.
Films have been okay.
We've almost developed two audiences, because we actually we had a film community that watched to listen to us and the wrestling one. But the wrestling one is just skyrocketed in terms
of
our
really powered. I think the last film campaign we did was Tusk.
Last year.
So it was our Halloween one, sort of special. So.
But it seems like people really follow the wrestling. Yeah. So that's what I would say. But it's just, you know, be comfortable, be confident. Don't get beaten down if you don't think people are downloading. Just continuously share things out there. We've got two last ones. I can't answer this one because I haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the Mike, and Oscar. What do you guys think of the new season of Glow?
Love it.
On Netflix, because I haven't seen it yet. So that's
for love answer. It. I like where they're sort of going with it. There's a lot of interesting... Again, because I don't want to give too much away, because I know you haven't seen it. So I try not to be a sort of a spoiler-free episode with these ones, guys. But I'm enjoying where it's going. The second season sort of left with it going, oh, what's going to happen here? It left with a lot of questions. I like where it's going. I'll just say that.
I'll have to check it out because I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it all before, so...
Please do.
Last question. So this is from the Go Home Wrestling Show on Twitter.
Take it home.
At Brocast. I have a question for you. Besides having possibly Tommaso Ciampa returning on the first episode of NXT on the USA Network, what else would you do to get the wrestling community talking? Because around the same time, you'll have AEW and you'll have NXT. What else could they possibly do?
You do something like we just saw tonight with Nitro.
Mm.
All right? You think of a big name that would come out during a match.
Yeah.
Now, they did it with Moxley.
Yeah, in
AEW.
Double or Nothing.
You do something like that at the end of the night or something, or right in the middle of a match, the second match or whatever it is on NXT or AEW, someone from NXT or someone from AEW, it just walks right in.
Yeah,
that's how you sort of make, you do a rumbling. Who I'm thinking, it'd be absolutely mind-blowing, Ciampa goes over to AEW.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, and he's just standing there with the beard, his arms crossed.
Yeah.
Or, at that time, really shake it up, Adam Cole.
Oh yeah,
comes out in an AEW.
Yeah,
wearing the belt, but he's still signed
with WWE
NXT.
Kind of like when you had Rick Rude. Was it when he was on Nitro and Raw at the same time? Because it was pre-taped.
Yep.
Or I was thinking more like they take a shot at each other directly. Like, Undisputed Era say something on the NXT show that's about the Bucks, or they do something back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they're firing at each other, but they're not physically there, but it's like Smarks would know what they're talking about.
Yes.
Kind of like at the Hall of Fame when, you know, people were chanting for Billy Gunn when he was there, and Hunter said that line of, you know, Vince will buy that pissant company.
Yep.
A lot of people wouldn't know that if you just followed WWE.
But if you like us.
Were like jumping out of our chair because they acknowledged it. So that's a good idea. I like that.
Yeah, but you do something like this.
Yeah. So that's from the Go Home Wrestling Show. That's our last few questions.
That's it now.
That's it.
Take it home.
All right, guys. So thank you once again for downloading our wrestling companion here for WCW Monday Nitro from September 4th, 1995. You can download all previous wrestling companions on Apple iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, Highcast, and CastBox. Check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, TheBrocast. Also on Instagram at The Brocast Podcast. And also questions go to our Gmail, which is brocast2@gmail.com. And as I say each and every episode, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. We'll see you guys soon.
What is the Potter and Family?
This is Gareth from the Open Our Powers podcast.
This is Adam from Everyone Has a Podcast.
This is Matthew McDonough from the Passersby podcast.
This is Nick from the Epic Film Guys podcast.
This is Eric Mocker from the Mockers podcast.
Hey, this is Rick from Ice and the Face.
Hey guys, it's Rad Dad Chad.
J Mills.
And Lil Man.
From the Full of Fiber podcast.
Hey, we're Josh and David from the Scotch and Flicks podcast.
Hey y'all, it's Juliette Miranda from the Unwritable Rant podcast.
Hey, this is Bro from the World of Row podcast.
This is Cyanide from the Little Geek Lost podcast.
This is Paul from the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast.
This is Greg from the Sports Stands podcast.
This is Nock from the Geek Ogre podcast.
We are you, podcasters coming together in a community to help one another grow. So follow us on Twitter at Podern Family and use the hashtag Podern Family in your tweets and retweet other people who do the same. Podern Family, where great podcasts come home.